Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mr. Mayor, can we talk about transition? Talk about your experience with transition and how you helped Mr. Mamdani with transition.
Well, one of the most challenging things you could experience is taking an operation as massive as being the mayor, over 300,000 employees, many agencies, the staff that's there, and then you inherit it. In 4 years, you must implement your vision. And the best plans are interrupted with COVID, migrants and asylum seekers, lawfare. What I hope to do with Zoran is to share with him that governing New York is not about the certainties, it's about the uncertainties. And there is no excuse for failure. And it's a challenging time, and you have to build a team. Now, if he's smart, he will keep some of my team members, like the police commissioner, DOT commissioner, my other team members. They have the experience. He's not going to be able to lead the city with a group of college kids that are idealistic and not realistic. This is not protesting. This is governing. And it's an entirely different skill set. And I've done both. I've protested and I've governed. And so we're going to turn over a book with all of our policies, why we put them in place, what are the ups and downs. We're going to show him what we've done, and we're hoping it will give him a good start to be able to govern, because he's transitioning from non-governing to governing. He's never governed before. He's never managed before. He has to make sure he has the right people around him to get the successes that he's looking for, because you're moving from the concepts to practice. You committed to New Yorkers that you were going to do certain things. Now you have to deliver on those things.
How important is executing the plan? The plan on paper might look good, whatever the plan is, but executing the plan could be a different story.
Great question, because what you will find that in order to execute a plan, you have to have human beings that are in the agencies to execute the plan. And you have to weigh in those who are in those agencies that don't agree with your plan. And they are masters at slowing down your plan and your implementation. And they are masters at finding ways not to do it. And so it's imperative that he has put in place checks and balances to ensure the movement of his plan. And that's what I'm going to share with him. I'm going to share with him what you can't read about being mayor. Because, again, as I said this morning, I'm on the New York Airlines. I'm on that plane with him. I want him to navigate through the turbulent weather, and I want him to land the plane. I'm not praying for his failure. He's not my candidate of choice, but once he's the mayor, he's the person I'm going to support to land the plane. And he can't be silent on issues. We had two swastikas that were identified in Brooklyn. He can't be slow on denouncing that, particularly when people believe that he's not going to stand up for the Jewish population. He has to be overly aggressive and stating this is not acceptable, and he must lead the charge on saying that. Those are the things that he's going to have to understand as a mayor.
What is his first day like? I mean, you talked this morning on Fox 5 about your first day. Mm-hmm. Did you personally speak to him as of yet?
No. The first day after you win a primary, it is overwhelming. Everyone is calling him right now. I doubt if he got any sleep at all. Everyone is calling him. Everyone is all of a sudden calling in, this is why I endorse you, and putting their issues in front of him right now. Give him an opportunity to absorb all. I'm going to sit down and speak with him. I'm going to invite him to Gracie Mansion like Mayor de Blasio did. I'm going to tell him on the things to look out for. We're still dealing with some cybersecurity issues. We're still dealing with terrorism issues. And so I'm going to bring him in and just give him the real, honest part of being mayor. You read about it, you hear about it, but now I want to give him the real, honest part that Bill de Blasio shared with me. I'm going to share with him. And he can say, Eric, I don't need your advice. And that's fine. But I have an obligation to give him what I've learned and what being mayor is like.
Mr. Mayor, are you surprised that Maria Torres Springer was named as part of his transition team? He just announced it earlier today.
No, I'm not. Not at all. I keep telling people all the time, I have one hell of a team. I don't know what is it going to take. You do not build more housing than any other mayor in the history and zone the city for 426,000 units. You do not bring down crime at the level that we have. You do not improve reading and writing. You do not bring back jobs, broke records 11 times. You don't do it without a team. If he was smart, he'll tap into all of my team members. He will tap into my fire commissioner. He will tap into the police commissioner. He'll tap into DOT. We had a good team. So if he were a smart future leader, he's going to say, let me go speak to Eric Peoples. It doesn't surprise me at all. They're good public servants.
I wanted to talk to you about your future. Today you announced that you would be offering employees who didn't get vaccinated their jobs back at the same pay rate and the same position. Tell me about that, and then can we expect this for the next 2 months as you finish out your term?
To expect what? That I'm going to be doing as much as possible and continue to be the mayor? Yes, I am. I'm still the mayor. The mayor doesn't end after election day. The mayor continues to December 31st. I have a whole lot of things I want to do. One of the biggest things I'm going to do is to introduce a language inclusive city. We have technology now that no matter what language you speak, you should be able to walk into an agency and have a conversation to get the delivery of services. This is crucial. I have a lot on my plate that I'm going to finish before I leave. I'm going to be mayor until 12 a.m. the 31st. I got a lot to do. You know, I really just got started. You know,
Mr. Mamdani, what must he do to find some sort of comfort level with the police department and police officers have be comfortable with him?
That is a very important question, and it's not an easy one because he has been pretty hard on the New York City Police Department, and what he's going to learn is how important the police is. There's not one community I go into that they don't talk about public safety. And so he has to immediately get out to roll calls and start with, I'm sorry, apologize. And he's going to have to sit down with his union members. And based on what he says verbally, they're going to be watching to see, is he going to implement it? And if you don't have a good relationship with your police department, you're going to have a rocky 4 years in office because they play such a vital role. And the police department I served in is not the police department of today. It is one of the most diverse police departments coming from different parts of the globe. And so he needs to go in and rebuild immediately of the relationships. Sit down with the fraternal organizations, hold meetings with them, go to the roll calls. I invite him now to go into the roll calls. If he wants to do so, he's welcome to go in and talk to the officers.
Would you go with him?
Yes, I will. I will go with him, but me standing side by side with him is not to give him a stamp of approval. Me standing side by side with him is to tell him, you owe these officers an apology.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mr. Mayor, we have asked you to fire Commissioner just resigned.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
We have two quick questions.
Yes.
How did you feel when you saw the election results last night?
Relieved. I can live. I've been doing this for 40 years. Now it's time for someone else. People don't know what it's like being mayor. You know, being mayor, yes, there's a lot of glamour in that title, but remember, you can't leave the city or you're going to get beat up. You can't sit down with, I miss baseball games. I miss birthday parties with Jordan. For 40 years I've been doing this. So to my, when the results came in, I said, okay, now it's time for someone else to do this. You know, what I wanted Cuomo to win, yes. But again, he's the pilot now. And the, all of my criticisms, all of my dislike of his policies, all the things that the DSA has done, to me that's not significant. He's the mayor now. And any mayor is going to get my 100% support because New York can't fail. If New York fails, the country fails. And so I am Team New York. And so when he was the winner, I immediately told the team, let's help any way we can.
And then do you have any update for us on what you plan to do after? I know you mentioned like a book deal and a documentary, but do you have any solidified plans to announce yet?
Number one thing I'm going to do, I'm going to have fun. You know that? I am going to have so much fun. Of just enjoying life, you know, to, you know, do you know how good it feels that I don't have to get up and worry about a 12-hour day, that I can spend time with who I want, that I can just enjoy, like a travel again, you know. I'm just going to have fun. This has been good. I've been a good and faithful servant for this city for 40 years.
Well, where would you like to apply your expertise? Where would you like to apply your, in a private sector, in a public sector, in a national, international role?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, individuals from various parts of the globe have reached out to me and stated, we like what you've done in New York. We're having issues in our country around public safety, around education, around housing. And so I have a lot of opportunities that I'm looking at to help cities across the country and across the globe. You know, people enjoy what we have done, and we have a real reputation for success. And so we're finalizing what I'm going to do. But trust me when I tell you, I'm going to enjoy every moment of it, you know. Now, will you actually
kill? I want to ask you about the fire commissioner resigning on the 19th.
Yes.
Are you expecting more resignations like this as we go into the final months of your term?
That always happens. Everyone knows that. You cannot find one administration that at the conclusion that people are going to do something else. It is hard being a civil servant, particularly at that level. And Commissioner Tucker, you know, it was his dream job. Many people who are my commissioners would tell you it was their dream job. I was talking to Deputy Mayor Amazar, and she says, "Eric, I can't tell you how my family and I feel about this. This was my mother still walks with pride from when you appointed me." Commissioner Tish, she stated that this was her dream job. So, you know, my dream of becoming mayor also allowed other people to live their dream job. So some are going to depart now. Some people departed under me. Some people say, "I don't want to serve," when Eric became the mayor. And some people are going to say the same for Zoran. He can't take that personal. I didn't take it personal. People want to serve under certain administrations. And I think Commissioner Tucker, he spoke with me the other day, and he says, "I'm going to put in my time. I serve well, and I want to go on and do something else with my life."
How is Mr. Mamdani going to handle President Trump?
Yeah, listen, we depend on the state and the federal government. We depend on that. You're going to have to make real relationships in Albany. You have to make real relationship with the federal government. We're seeing that now. You can't protest your way out of it. He's no longer a protester. He's the mayor. He has to wrap his mind around that. Diplomacy is crucial. He needs to go to Washington, D.C. and sit down with the president and say, "Here are the needs of my city." You have to put all of that anger behind you. He's the president of the United States. And you know what's interesting? There are almost half of New Yorkers who did not want him to be mayor. Almost 50% of New Yorkers close to 50% are saying, "We don't want you as mayor." And there are a body of his people who, no matter what he would have done, even if they disagreed with his policy, they say, "We still want you to be the mayor." So he became the mayor because our democracy wrote. Donald Trump is the president because our democracy wrote. Popular vote, electoral votes. So it's the same respect. He wants those who did not vote for him to respect him as mayor. He now has to respect the president as the president. You don't have to like the person. Respect the seat. And first thing he needs to do is get on the phone and speak with the president and say, "I want to speak with you about delivery of services and resources for my city."
But he had pretty strong words during his speech last night about, you know, resisting or fighting whatever challenge that the president brings to the city. Do you think that's a good position?
Well, he's going to figure out his form of governing. That's what he has to do, and I'm not going to speak for him. He has to do that. I figured out my form of governing under Biden, under President Trump. Under the governor, he has to figure out his form. And I'm saying to him, in a perpetual state of fighting, you're going to get in the way of the mission of delivering for your city. His number one job is to deliver for our city. And, you know, all of that name calling, all of that, you know, terminologies. How does that deliver for your city? That's what you have to stay focused on, delivering for your city. And if he believes delivering for the city is to call names to elected officials that he doesn't like, then you're not going to deliver for your city, and your residents are going to hurt. Stand up for your city. Fight for what you believe your city is supposed to do. And there's ways to do that. That's why we have a judicial system. If something is done wrong in the state or on the federal level, you have a corporation counsel. Let them do their job. Your job is to deliver for the city.
Mr. Mayor, do you think he's the future of the Democratic Party?
No, I think I am. I think that, you know, eventually the Democratic Party is going to realize that socialism doesn't work. The far left doesn't work. And, you know, you could have a temporary pause, but in reality, you're going to see working class people are going to be motivated to retrieve the narrative of their party. The Democratic Party, the members of the party, they're not anti-business. They're not anti-public safety. They don't believe in all those concepts and beliefs. And so I think the party is going to realize their center. And that's what I think the history is. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.